To the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. And you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. The church in Ephesus got a lot of things right. They worked hard for God. They could not bear those who were evil. They were vigilant about heresy and about false teachers. All these things are told to us here. But they had left their first love. Well, what are the consequences of leaving their first love? Verse 5. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent, and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. What should our first love be? Well, that's the wrong question. Who is our first love? Our first love should be Jesus. We should love nothing more than growing in our own love for Jesus, our own knowledge of Jesus, and in sharing Jesus with those around us. Jesus should be our first love. Is Jesus our first love? Are we as passionate about anything else as we are about Jesus? It's okay to love other things too. It's okay to love our hobbies, but not more than Jesus. It's okay to love music, even Christian music, but not more than Jesus. It's okay to love our country, but not more than Jesus. It's okay to love the Constitution, but not more than Jesus. Jesus needs to be our first love. A church exists to be passionate about Jesus. We exist to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, may we as a church never lose our first love. Amen.